the truth.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
This is called Enjoy the Suffering.
Emily.
What?
Why are you eating?
It's not a big deal.
We'll be at the restaurant in like 5 minutes.
Sorry.
No, don't say you're sorry. Sorry is just a way of tacitly admitting that you're not going to change, but still giving yourself the credit for having good intentions. Don't forget that.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Emily.
I'm sorry.
Stop saying you're sorry.
Okay.
Listen, when I see my sister, whom I love, acting against her own best interest, I have to tell her because I love her.
I know.
It starts with little things like this, you know? Mm-hmm. You're never gonna get your life together if you keep on making easy excuses for yourself.
You're right.
It's just, I think that if you could develop some better habits, self-control. Emily.
You want me to stop eating at like right this second?
Save it for later. Just wait. Emily, you wanna put them in the glove compartment?
No, I'll put it back.
Elsa, look out! Are you okay?
What is this place?
We're dead.
Oh my God, we're dead. We're dead. What? How is that possible? And I had a date. I had a date this weekend. He seemed like a really, really nice guy.
We're in hell, Emily. Hell.
What are you doing here?
Just worry about yourself.
No, wait, what are you doing here?
You don't want to know.
No, I do want to know.
Greetings, souls of the damned! It gives me great pleasure to witness the commencement of your suffering, thou wretched, sinful being.
Shit, it's the devil.
Let them be sorted. All of you should find a card somewhere on your person. It could be in a pocket. If you don't have pockets, maybe a waistband. This number corresponds to the circle of hell to which you have been assigned. There are 9 circles, each more terrible than the last.
Do you have a card?
Of course I have a card.
Mine's 3. What do you have?
Allison.
7.
7? What does that mean?
Goodbye forever! Enjoy the suffering!
Well, Allison, what did you do?
Ah!
Emily, please don't let them take me!
Allison? Where are you? Anyone? Hello?
Emily Allworth.
Yes?
Take a seat. Your table is waiting.
Where am I?
Circle 3. Gluttony.
What is that what the 3 card meant? Circle 3?
This was all spelled out very clearly for you by the devil.
What would it mean if I had a card with a 7 on it?
You have a 3. Take a seat.
Starving. I'm suddenly really hungry.
That's good. You'll be eating for an eternity. I suggest you get to know your table mates. Everyone, welcome Emily.
Hi. How you doing?
Enjoy the suffering.
Smells so good. Smells amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Dig in.
This is disgusting. What is this?
It's goat dung.
Yeah, you look at it and it'll look like a delicious meal.
Delicious.
Then you put it in your mouth and it's goat dung.
That's just the way it goes.
I can't stop.
Horrible.
Oh,
Hey, do you guys know anything about Circle 7?
What do you want to know about 7 for?
I was just in a car crash with my sister. I think that's where she is.
Oh, that's bad. That's really bad.
Why is it so bad?
Well, 7 Circle's the circle of murderers, abusers of children.
Rapists.
Yeah.
What?
They're really nasty stuff.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No, it's true. Hey, Astaroth! Don't know.
He used to work down there.
Yeah. Astaroth!
Why are you shouting my name and not eating?
She wants to hear about the 7th Circle.
Oh, the 7th Circle. Well, people boil in rivers of their own blood, heated to magma-like temperatures by the fury of God's righteous anger.
Goat dung doesn't sound so bad now, huh?
A lot of famous faces down there. I spent a little time with Russian serial killer Andrei Chikatilo. You know him?
This isn't possible.
It's true. The Butcher of Rostov. Not to me, he was just plain old Andy.
Yeah, I heard Bundy's down there.
So you're saying my sister is as bad as a serial killer?
If she's in Circle 7, your sister is one of the worst people to ever live.
So the person that I spent my whole life looking up to and worrying about what she thought of me is one of the worst people to have lived.
I guess you just never know a person.
Well, I need to see her.
No. She's in the 7th Circle.
Okay, well, I need to go to the 7th Circle.
Just eat your goat dung.
You don't want to go down there.
Yeah, boiling blood.
And all the rapists.
No, I need to go down here. I'm not going to sit here while my sister is in Circle 7 with some secret that she thought she could take to the grave.
It's impossible.
There's got to be something we can do.
Afraid not.
Well, I want to speak to your supervisor.
Oh.
What?
Oh, that's me at 1252.
The devil will see you now.
Just through these doors?
Yeah, open it. Go ahead.
Emily. Please, sit.
Thank you. So you're the devil?
In the flesh.
You look very different than I expected.
Pitchfork.
Yeah.
Yeah, pointy devil ears. No, I'm just a guy.
Yeah.
Can I offer you some goat dung?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm actually here on business.
So what seems to be the problem?
I need to visit the 7th Circle.
The 7th Circle?
I'm in 3. I don't know how much they told you in advance.
Why would you possibly want to go down to 7?
That's where my sister Allison is.
Your sister Allison?
Yes.
Emily, I'm afraid you can't rescue your sister. That's just not how things are done down here.
Oh, I don't want to rescue her.
You don't want to rescue her?
No.
And why would you possibly want to go down to the 7th Circle?
Oh, I need to know what she did.
Ah. I think I get the picture. Let me see if I can take a guess. You spent your entire life in the shadow of your sister, vesting your entire sense of self-worth, identity, value, your fashion sense,
to me,
your taste,
everything.
Your
opinion. Yes.
It's everything. And now it's churning away inside of you all of the wasted opportunities, all those moments where you were beating yourself up and thinking of yourself as being less than, and now you're
yes.
saying to yourself, why did I waste all that time putting my sense of self-value in the opinion of this monster?
Yes, why?
And now you will want to go down there and get that last word in, that one moment of willful insouciance to make up for a lifetime of unacted desires, the moment where you can look your sister in the eyes and tell her that she is a monster.
Yes, except I don't want to say it to her. I want her to look in my eyes, and I want her to say it to me.
Oh, that's good. Emily, you make a very tempting offer. It would be just.
Right.
I just want to make sure that I'm hearing you correctly. What you're saying is that you want to humiliate your sister, yes?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go down there and add to her already insufferable torment by taking away any remaining shreds of dignity she might happen to have. Hypocritical dignity is what you're saying.
Right.
Is that right, Emily?
That's exactly right. I want her to know what it feels like.
Emily Allworth. Say hello to Circle 7.
Allison?
Emily?
Allison?
Emily? Emily, what are you doing here?
I wanted to see you.
Are you here to rescue me?
No, I'm not.
What are you... Why are you here?
All those years. Thought you were so much better than me and that you were so great and I was garbage. And now I'm in the third circle and you're in the seventh one. So Allison, you're garbage, okay? You're the one that's garbage.
You're right.
What?
I've done horrible, evil things, Emily.
She's evil.
And I'm so sorry that I treated you the way that I did.
Oh, you're sorry?
Yes. I'm sorry I couldn't find a non-critical way to communicate with you. And
you're better than she is.
I'm sorry for being such a hypocrite.
Oh, don't be sorry, Allison. Sorry is just a way of tacitly admitting that you're not going to change, but still giving yourself credit for having good intentions, right?
All right, really? Are you...
She thinks she's better than you.
Okay, fine.
You're the better person.
Fine.
She deserves...
You know what? I'm not sorry, Emily. I'm not sorry at all.
What did you do?
Go to hell! Oh, I forgot. You're already here.
What did you do?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Tell me, what is it? What could you have possibly done?
Never! Tell me what you did! Look me in the eyes and tell me what you did!
Oh, you'll never know. It's hell!
What?
Hell, Emily, hell!
Enjoy the Suffering was performed by Bianca Casasol, Kate Emsweiler, Lewis Kornfeld, Jake Hart, Blanche Ames, Jimmy O'Connell, and Carrie Kasten, with special guest Christian Colabelli on electric guitar. The story was written by Alejandro Colini, with help from me and Lewis Kornfeld, and it was produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. And if you'd like to learn more about what we do, go to thetruthpodcast.com. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and our launch sponsor, MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. If you're interested in supporting this and other podcasts like it, email sponsor at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.